Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
An insider's look at the National Football League.
That's a W. How many of you want to eat a W tonight?
Time for NFL Lunch.
Cook to you a turducken. There it is.
He's probably a Popeye's biscuit away from being a tight end.
Sponsored by Ruth's Chris Steakhouse with Vinny and Haney on Sports Radio. 105.7 The Fan.
Yeah, you know, our division is wide open. There's a lot of, I think Pittsburgh's 5-4 at this point. We play them this week. So, you know, everything is still there in front of us. Very rare that our division looks like this, but it does this year, and you know, I think we'll be at least in it until the end.
Break out the hair gel. Joe Burrow's back. Talking about the AFC North still wide open. I'm going to push back a little bit for Joe Burrow here. It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan NFL Lunch. Bob Haney, Vinny Serrato, Nolan McGraw, Web Crush Wednesday. Ryan Wilson, CBSSports.com. Preview week 11 with him in a few minutes. But the Bengals, as Joe Burrow said, they're at Pittsburgh. That's a Joe Flacco game. Then they host New England. Okay, good luck with that. Then they're here on Thanksgiving night. Then they're at Buffalo on the 7th. They've lost 6 of their last 7 games after a 2-0 start. Yes, it's wide open for maybe the Steelers and the Ravens, but for the Browns and Bengals, Vinny, I'm not seeing it. I know you play the games, as Herm Edwards said famously way back when, but their margin for error is pretty much zero. And given that defense, there's 0% chance that they're going to prevent other teams from lighting them up on the scoreboard.
Yeah, the only shot they got, Bob, well, do we want the Bengals to beat the Steelers Sunday?
It would probably help the Ravens' cause, sure.
Yeah, because then like you said, Bob, then they got the Patriots, and then at the Patriots going to be tough. Patriots are number one against the rush, but the Bengals just want to throw it every down anyhow, and that'll be Flacco, and you know they get pressure on the quarterback, and then he'll be a turnover machine. I'm with you, Bob. I don't see it for the Bengals.
Steelers, the Bengals coming up. Then they're at the Bears, who are up, 6-3. Is it a dominated 40 year ago 85 Bears level? No, but they're winning more than they lose. And then they host Buffalo, and then they're here on December the 7th. So the Steelers schedule shapes up to be rather difficult given their offensive woes as of late. I mean, the two big wins they have, New England and the Colts, because they forced a ton of turnovers.
No, you're like 9.
Yeah, other than that, okay.
Yeah, and that's what it's going to be in these games, Bob. Like, if they're playing the Bengals and they get 4 picks from Flacco, they're going to win. If they get no turnovers, probably going to lose.
Yeah, since their 4-1 start, Pittsburgh has lost 3 of 4 in the Ravens' schedule. Easier on paper. Play the games on the field. Cleveland on the road. Ravens are big favorites there, but it's always a difficult game.
Yep.
Divisional rival. Jets, okay. Bengals on Thanksgiving. The fighting Flaccos coming in here. And at the very least, Joe will give him a gunslinger's chance before the inevitable fumble in the pocket and the interception and that inopportune time.
Yeah, and if they can't stop the run, Bob, then it's really going to be difficult for the Bengals and the Ravens.
So as we look at those, should I bring up Cleveland or are we just sticking a fork in him?
Hey, you can bring him up.
Okay. All right. You sure about that, Cleveland fans? If it's wide open, well, you got Baltimore. Then you're at the Raiders.
No, okay.
Then they host the 49ers and Tennessee Titans. Unfortunately for Cleveland, 2-7 does not look good. And we all agreed that well, last week that we thought they were going to beat the Jets, and their special teams had other ideas for them.
I mean, they're awful on the road, Bob, and the defense doesn't travel as well on the road. At home, they can be a tough, tough team. But the problem is with Gabriel and the offense, Bob, they can't score any points. That's the problem.
Now, you heard during Nolan's update, getting outside of the AFC North a little bit, Jameis Winston is going to start week 11 for the Giants against Green Bay. Russell Wilson experiment ends with the Giants. He'd already been benched, Jackson Dart's in protocol, so he's going to be out for this game at least. They've already lost Scadaboo. The neighbors got hurt a few weeks ago. So Jameis Winston going to go out there and do whatever it is. He can either look really good. Remember a year ago in Cleveland, he was player of the week against the Ravens. Then the next
Should
week,
have
I think
three
he,
picks.
Then I think the next week he got benched because
yeah.
he threw
yeah.
three picks. But Russell Wilson, when's he going to hang up the old cleats here? Or is he going to Flacco it, just bounce around until he finds the right situation?
He's not good enough for that, but he's done. Put a fork in him. You know, Joe's got the gun that, you know, keeps him up and going, you know, but Russell Wilson, he had the lob ball. That's it. You know, he threw for against Dallas. He threw, you know, a bunch of bombs.
I think neighbors caught half up.
Yeah.
Marvin Harrison Jr., who's starting to come alive with Jacoby Brissett at quarterback. Appendicitis. He's going to be out for this week's game. I've never had appendicitis, but it's a surgery. Yeah. So, I mean, he's going to miss this one just as he was starting to percolate a little bit.
Yeah, and I saw where Gannon said, Bob, you know, hopefully it's just this week, but it could be more.
J.K. Dobbins dealing with a foot injury could be headed towards the IR for the Denver Broncos after a great start to the season. The former Ravens slowed down a little bit here running the ball. Well, their offense sucks.
Offense, yeah, their offense is bad. They, you know, Nix has been playing bad. So, I mean, what are teams going to do? You know, kind of like they did to the Ravens. Bob, they're going to put eight in the box and say, you know, Nix, you got to beat us throwing it. And he can't. So they're not getting anything running the ball either.
And it looks like as Tampa struggling running the ball with Rashid White, Bucky Irving back at practice today, nice. But still with the shoulder and other issues that he's dealing with, could be a long shot to play, but back on the practice field for the first time in a few weeks. It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. We have time for a call. Nolan McGraw. Nolan says yes. Let's go get Q in Pikesville. Q, what's up?
Hey, what's going on, fellas? How y'all doing?
All right, Q.
Good, good. Hey, first and foremost, man, Bob, did you ever ask, I heard Darren earlier checking Rayshon's fandom. Did you ever ask him how did he become a Ravens fan from D.C.? That seems kind of blasphemy to me.
Darren in D.C., you mean?
Yeah, Darren in D.C.
Oh,
okay. How did he become a Ravens fan in D.C.?
You know, I've never...
That's blasphemy. You know D.C. is anti-Baltimore.
He is?
No, D.C. and Baltimore... Well, D.C. is anti-Baltimore when it comes to sports.
Well, Darren is an Orioles and Ravens fan.
Yeah, next time you get that man on the phone, ask him, because I'm curious.
All right, I will.
As far as the upcoming schedule, never mind the Browns. Let's talk about the main event. And y'all got us written down as an easy W.
Right.
I'm not saying we win in this game or not. I heard Vinny yesterday saying something along the lines of, Bills can't pass, which we know is valid, and we know Garrett is gone.
Right.
The thing that I'm looking for towards that game is the run game. Our run game, which is fourth in the league in yards per game versus a terrible Ravens D-line. Y'all can't draw pressure. How will they play against Breece Hall? Because Breece Hall is going to eat. I'm looking at y'all winning streak.
What are you going to do if they put eight in the box?
I mean, that's what Cleveland was doing last week. Our O-line is a top five O-line. So that's what I'm looking for. I'm looking for that matchup, and I'm also looking for – because I looked at the Ravens, this current win streak against these bum teams that y'all played. I was looking at the run game, and I noticed that most of the running backs during this winning streak was averaging 4 to 5 yards per carry. But for some reason, their OCs drew back from the run game. Even the defense game, Achan was running the ball good. So that's what I'm looking for, and I'm looking for how y'all O-line can stop our D-line. Because, you know, a lot of people thought we, quote-unquote, had a fire sale because we got rid of Quentin Williams. But I still think we're still a problem on that D-line. Take it easy, fellas.
All right, Q.
Well, I would say the Jets are one of these bum teams. Mm. They're 12.5-point underdogs tomorrow against New England. But as you've stated many times, Ravens offensive line against insert defense here has a hard time stopping people. And Achan did have a good first half
against
the Ravens. And he's a really good running back, so let's give him credit.
Yeah, he had 174 yards against Buffalo.
Yeah, I mean, he can play. But I don't want to rag on the Jets yet. We'll do that next week.
Right.
Because if the Ravens lose to the Browns, we're going to spend all next week ragging on the Ravens. When we come back, Ryan Wilson, CBSSports.com, preview week 11 with him. And then we'll look at what's going on in the upcoming schedule. That will be, if you want to join us, you can at 410-583-1057. Ravens back at practice as we speak. We'll get an attendance report and share it with you before 2 o'clock.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Bob Andy Vinicerato, let's welcome in as we do every Wednesday from CBSSports.com. He's on the Window Nation guest hotline, preview week 11 of the season. He's Ryan Wilson. Ryan, what's happening?
Good afternoon, gentlemen. How's it going?
It's going all right. And, we still weeks away from the end of the regular season and even farther away from the honors portion of the National Football League, MVP, Rookie of the Year, and all that good stuff. But Mike McDonald, second year in Seattle, Seahawks very much part of the NFC West process, maybe the number one seed when it's all said and done. How do we like Mike McDonald's candidacy at this time for NFL Coach of the Year?
No, that's a great call, and I think that he has sort of flown under the radar, maybe by virtue of the fact that he's in the Pacific Northwest, and sometimes the Seahawks get lost in that mix. But it is hard to argue with the results, and we know defensively what he's capable of doing in that defense, and year two has taken it to another level. But the Sam Darnold hype train continues on the other side of the ball as he plays at MVP level as well, which you always have to chuckle about because it just goes to show sometimes these players get drafted into not great situations and they find greener pastures once they move on. And Sam Darnold's the latest example of that. Baker Mayfield's another great example of it. But there is a lot of reasons for optimism in Seattle. And it starts with Sam Darnold. It starts with the draft they've had. They got Gray Zabel in the first round. He's playing at a pretty high level next to Charles Cross. And it appears they've got that sorted. And that defense obviously has a lot of dudes and a lot of dudes balling out.
Now, how about the game this Sunday, Ryan? We got Seattle at the Rams.
Yeah, and, Matthew Stafford is a guy that feels like he is going to play for another 4 or 5 years. We were having conversations about whether he's going to retire back in August because of the back injury. he just comes out slinging it. That's another team that has a really good, young, get-after defense. But offensively, Puka Nacua, who battled injuries at BYU and he transferred from UW. And that's part of the reason he lasted as long as he did, because obviously had he been healthy, he probably should have been the first overall pick with the way he's playing. Sean McVay's got the running game going and, Matthew Stafford's taking care of the rest. I was concerned whether Davante Adams was going to be able to sort of replace the production. He does different things in Cooper Kupp. He's fitting right in as well. And, their second round pick, Terrence Ferguson, the tight end out of Oregon, also starting to fit into what Sean McVay and Les Snead were looking for. He's insanely athletic, and we saw him make some plays last week in their homecoming game against the Arizona Cardinals, who still haven't showed up for that football game.
Ryan, you a believer in the Bears?
I'm a believer in Ben Johnson and Caleb Williams starting to figure this thing out. Too many times they need fourth quarter magic to sort of save games, but in years past, even before Caleb got there, those were the games they would end up losing and losing convincingly. So I'm buying into it. They still might be a year away, but I will give both those guys a ton of credit for the progress they've even made over the first 10 weeks, because that week one game, what was that, the blowout loss to the Lions, I think it was, it looked a lot like last year's Bears, and things are starting to come together. They got Rome Odunze involved last week after he didn't have any catches the week before.
That's because his dad made him.
Yeah.
Yeah, his dad took to social media and said, listen, can we get someone to throw my man the ball?
Yeah.
It is funny when the kids are now having to speak up and explain why their parents are acting like teenagers. And Colson Loveland's getting an opportunity now, and yep. I think he's been pretty good in recent weeks.
Now, Ryan, handicap the AFC North.
Oh, that's a good one. Yeah, I mean, the Ravens will win it. Let's be real about this. The fact that Mike Tomlin had to say he wasn't worried about the level of not great football we saw from Aaron Rodgers in Los Angeles tells you all you need to know. And it's just smoke and mirrors. And Aaron Rodgers isn't the biggest issue. The offensive line continues to struggle with the consistency. And, you know, I want to point the finger at Broderick Jones. He has not played well at left tackle. The running game's been okay, but, you know, you don't have a number two receiver. And if you can stop DK Metcalf, and I give Jesse Minter a ton of credit for the way he game planned in that Steelers game the other night, then there's not much in terms of plan B. They didn't really do much, if anything at all, the trade deadline. The defense has been okay, improved after the start of the season, but it's not the 2005 or the 2008 Steelers defense where you can just score 12 points and expect to win every week. So it's going to be tough sledding. The schedule's tough, and, you know, the Ravens getting healthy with Lamar, and then the defense is starting to play a little better as well.
Now, how surprised are you at what's going on in New England and in Buffalo?
New England, I will say, I thought they had a chance. I said this in August. I said if you told me they won 9 games, I would believe it. I wasn't sure if they were a playoff team yet. But it's crazy. Again, no one knows anything. Drake May is the best quarterback in that draft class from a year ago, and no one would have said that. Even though he played pretty well as a rookie under some trying circumstances, well, they said that with Jaden Daniels balling out and Caleb showing glimpses last year, and Bo Nix obviously playing pretty well. But that's it. Not only that, he's an MVP candidate, and he's one of the best deep ball throwers in the NFL. And he's not doing it with a bunch of Tyreek Hills and Jalen Waddles out there. He's doing it with Stephon Diggs after the ACL, now in his 30s, doing with Kayshon Booty. He's doing it with Pop Douglas. So that's been impressive. I think the biggest takeaway for me with the Patriots is that we fall in love with these sort of shiny objects. Offensive coordinators, the hottest one of the day, and that's who gets the job. But sometimes you need a Mike Vrabel, you need a Dan Campbell, you need a John Harbaugh, Mike Tomlin to be the overseer. The Bills, it just goes to show, like, the defense has battled injuries and they're not very good on the back end. And also, if Josh Allen isn't Superman, they can be beat, and they can be beat pretty convincingly. So that's the concern. And yeah, I don't know if there's a magic pill to fix that. Brandon Bean tried to make some moves at the trade deadline. They still don't have a number two receiver. Keon Coleman is not playing like a number one. So they got some real things to figure out. I mean, as long as you have Josh Allen, you're certainly going to win a lot more than you lose. But what's going to look like in January football?
All right. Do you believe the same thing, Gus Johnson? Mendoza's going to win the Heisman after that play the other night? And where is he ranked? Is he going number one?
If the Saints had the first overall pick, they're taking a quarterback, and I would take Mendoza right now. The crazy thing is all these guys can come back that are we having first-round conversations about. Ty Simpson, of course, Dante Moore, and even Mendoza. Excuse me. So he threw that interception earlier in the game, and, you know, people were hemming and hawing about, okay, what's this look like? That last drive told me all I needed to know about him, because that's what you want to see. When the stakes are highest, when the chips are down, whatever other cliche you want to use, how does he play? How does he navigate the offense? And he did not look rattled. He was making big throws. And a shout-out to Omar Cooper Jr. for the catch he made in the back of the end zone, because that had a lot to do with how that game ended in the narrative of Fernando Mendoza. I would take him if I were the Saints. And I've said this since Tyler Shuck replaced Spencer Rattler. Tyler Shuck's a second-round pick. If you have the first overall pick and you love a quarterback, guess what's going to happen? You're taking a quarterback. So I think Fernando is probably going to be the first one taken. One of the things I keep hearing, and it's sort of funny, and I don't care, but it's something that, you know, folks are going to be talking about. People say Fernando's a little goofy. Like, you know, he does interviews, and he's not, you know, he's not Joe Brady, or excuse me, he's not Joe Burrow, for example. I'm okay with it, and I think kids today act that way in general. I think it's, you know, he's like a super hyped up golden retriever as opposed to a German Shepherd. But that's something that folks may mention, and I'll be interested to see how those combine interviews go, if they ask some questions about his demeanor and leadership and all this stuff. I don't have any concerns with it, but I've heard it a couple times.
He's Ryan Wilson, CBSSports.com. Joins us every week, Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Ryan, last thing for you. A certain kicker who used to make his living here in the Charm City was a big fan of chicken. He is now off suspension, is officially a free agent in the National Football League here. That's a Justin Tucker for those who've forgotten him already. What do you think happens with his world over the next couple of weeks here? Just saw a highlight of Dicker the kicker, doinking one. Rams have all sorts of problems with the leg. Where does Tucker wind up if he winds up anywhere this season?
Yeah, I don't know. I haven't followed in terms of the legal process, how far down the road that has, or if there's anything to.
I don't think there is anything. No lawsuits, no charges. He's good to go, I guess.
If he's in the clear, then certainly a team can sign him. We've seen certainly folks signed when they've had legal issues and gone through the legal system. So if there's nothing on the docket for Justin Tucker, I don't, other than the PR battle you may have to fight with public opinion, that would certainly inform the decision. But we'll see. It seems like we're in an age where people sort of stay away from that sort of stuff. Matt Araiza, in a completely different way, was I think, wrongfully accused. I think that at least the charges were dropped in the issues that he had. And he has since re-signed with the Chiefs, and he's playing, but I think that's a slightly different circumstance. But we've seen this before. Sometimes people are willing to hold their nose in this league if it means you can get a player that can do the things you need them to do.
Ryan Wilson, CBSSports.com. Ryan, always great talking to you. Enjoy the rest of your Woman Crush Wednesday, and we'll catch up with you next week.
Thanks, Ryan.
Thank you, guys.
There's Ryan Wilson, everybody. Every time I hear Mendoza, Nolan, were you a big Simpsons guy?
Yeah, grew up watching The Simpsons.
Remember McBain, who was supposed to be kind of Arnold Schwarzenegger-like?
Oh, right.
And he's chasing the criminal, and the guy's name was Mendoza. And he goes, Mendoza! That's what I think of when I hear Fernando. Mendoza could be the number one pick in the...
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Not practicing for the Ravens today. No Rashad Bateman. No Justice Hill. No Jay Higgins. Got hurt. Special teamer. Yeah. No Marlon Humphrey.
Probably had the surgery.
The finger.
Yeah.
And no Lamar Jackson. At practice on this Woman Crush Wednesday. First day back. Getting ready for Cleveland. Don't even want to start speculating. John Harbaugh, meet with the media later this afternoon. I'm sure he'd rather get a tooth pulled then have to talk about all that sort of thing.
Well, if he had a tooth pulled, that pain, you miss a few days.
What for Lamar, what do we make of this? Nothing? Well, tomorrow we'll tell
we'll
a big
know.
Story.
We'll know if Harb says he's sick or whatever, you know, he is. I never saw him got hurt during the game.
Yeah.
He did the kneel down at the end of the game. So I don't, you know, I'm guessing Bobby's sick.
With Lamar, it could be anything. Like Vinny said, I mean, sickness, bubble guts, actual injury. He's coming out 20 minutes late. We've seen that before earlier this year where he wasn't there for the media viewing portion, but he was still there. I don't know. I mean, this could be anything.
Yeah, don't even want to get into it. And like you said, Nolan, the media only gets a half hour to view practice, and they get cundiffed. And we'll see. But early portion, open to the media, no Lamar Jackson. And as I am wont to do, especially nowadays, you go to the line. As the line went from 8.5 to 2, it has not. Yeah. Staying at 8.5. Now, tomorrow, if he doesn't practice, then we're on to something. But again, John Harbaugh will speak to the media later on this afternoon and probably be as vague as he possibly can. Well, say something without saying something.
I think... if it's sickness, he'll just say Lamar was sick. He'll be, you know, we just sent him home.
But Marlon, I guess it is the finger.
I'm guessing, Bob, just from watching him on film and stuff, he is kind of limited with what he can do when he's playing. Get the surgery now, because you can get by with these next two games receiver-wise. You know, you're not playing the Bengals yet, but if he's back for the Bengal game, that's what would matter, just because of the talent that you're going to be playing.
And with Justice Hill, I mean, he scored the touchdown against Minnesota, but Keaton Mitchell's kind of taken over his carry share here.
Well, the key's going to be, you know, Keaton's got to be able to block on third down.
Which Hill does well.
Yes, which, and you know, Schwartzy, he loves to blitz.
Now, Bateman was in the walking boot, as one of the callers pointed out a couple of days ago. And the high ankle sprain, and again, we'll get the official injury report in a couple of days, but where's Taz Walker been?
I don't know. Well, we may see him this week. There may be a sighting. I mean, because he's a big receiver that can, and Bob, if I recall, he was on pace. Every pass he had caught was a touchdown, then the next one, the last one wasn't or something, I think.
He was on a Nelson Aguilar sort of run through 2 years ago. All right, schedule for week 11 of the NFL season, which starts tomorrow. Damn, point spreads change for the Jets. It's going up to 13.5, Q. Jets at New England. You can hear it on The Fan, and it's on Amazon Prime for your viewing pleasure. Ravens 8.5. Against Cleveland, 425 there. Commanders, Dolphins in Madrid, 9:30 Sunday morning. Dolphins, 2.5-point favorites against the beleaguered and banged up Washington football team. Carolina's at Atlanta, Falcons, 3.5. Tampa's at Buffalo. Buffalo, 5.5 over the Bucs, who just lost at home.
Wow.
To New England. Texans at Titans. Houston, 6.5-point favorites there. Chicago's at Minnesota. Vikings, 3.5. Packers at Giants. Green Bay, minus 7.5. Green Bay's lost 2 in a row at home. Now they go to New York and Jameis Winston.
Yeah.
Slinging the old pigskin around there.
Well, he'll be giving them some inspirational speech before the game.
No doubt about that. Cincinnati's at Pittsburgh. Steelers, 5.5. Chargers at Jacksonville. Chargers, 2.5. If the playoffs started today, Jacksonville be in. They'd be the 7th seed. And they own the tiebreaker over Kansas City if things get dopey like that. By the way, the Ravens lose the tiebreaker to Buffalo and Kansas City themselves. Just win the division, which they're going to do.
Bob, what's your belief in? I mean, Trevor Lawrence.
None. Zero.
I'm right there with you.
We've seen enough of that. We've seen enough of this movie. He's like a soap opera star. He's not a box office smash, if that makes any sense. These games are 4 o'clock or later. Maybe the game of the day. Seattle's at the Rams. LA 3.5. 49ers at Cardinals. San Francisco 2.5. Where's Purdy? Purdy still hurty?
He might be back this week.
Cardinals are banged up and bad. Yeah. Let's see. KC's at Denver. Chefs are 3.5-point favorites on the road.
Wow.
Against the Denver team that's won 7 in a row.
What's the over-under?
44.5. Lions at Eagles, Philadelphia 2.5 in that one. And then Monday Night Football, as we said yesterday, if this game was in 1977, probably be the game of the year, game of the decade. Cowboys at Raiders, Dallas minus 3.5.
Yeah.
The Raiders. Struggle City here in Pete Carroll's first year back in the NFL.
I think that one could be a snooze fest, possibly.
Sorry, Mel. 15.5. I don't see that game being 10-7, by
no,
the way.
No. Indoors?
That might be. Dallas could score. Yep. If they could do anything, they could put points on the board. When we come back, Funhouse Trip, Nolan McGraw, Inside Access takes over at 2 o'clock. It's Woman Crush Wednesday here on The Fan. And what else we got going on? We got Vinny's film breakdown of the Browns.
Mm-hmm.
We'll have John Harbaugh. Normally Lamar speaks on Wednesday, but he's not at practice today. Just tuning in, and we'll see if the Orioles do something zany. Rare do you see trades in November, as Rockabacco wrote about today, massinsports.com. But he did bring up, Nolan, some interesting pitchers that could be available. Mitch Keller signed for a few more years with the Pirates as he gets lost in the skein sauce there. The Twins guys, Ryan and Pablo Lopez, they're dudes that are available. If Mike Elias is willing to pull the trigger here. And Dylan Cease and all these projections keeps getting linked to the Orioles, but that's going to require, you know, spending a little cash money.
Keller one is interesting. Heard his name for quite a while now. You like the innings that this guy could eat, but I don't know if I would necessarily consider him a front-end guy. Not against trading for him.
Sure.
Raises the floor for the entire rotation. And, look, to be honest with you, you know, outside of just considering a guy a front-end guy, I don't really get into the he's a one, he's a three, he's a four, five. None of that matters. There's front-end guys and there's the rest. So you need help everywhere. He can certainly be that help. I don't think it would break the bank in terms of what you would have to give up to get him. So I'm all about it, but that would require an additional move. You can't trade for Mitch Keller and have that be your only notable pitching move.
Nope. I'm with you 100%, but he's got controllable years, which makes him somewhat attractive, we think, to Mike Elias. But the offseason is upon us, and, you know, he's got a lot of work to do if the Orioles want to get back into the playoff mix, as we've talked about for the last few months. Nolan, any other closing thoughts for the audience before Inside Access takes over?
We got a lot of infighting going on between our callers, man. What's going on here?
What's the beefs?
Yeah. Well, I mean, we've heard it all day. I mean, a couple weeks, Ray's going after Rashawn.
Ray did not mention Rashawn by name.
We
Rashawn
know.
Took it as though he was referring to him, and then Rashawn, he retaliated, and then Q comes out of nowhere, takes a shot at Darren in D.C.
Darren's giving it to Rashawn. It's just everyone's going at it, you know.
Yeah, what the hell's going on around here?
It's the holiday season.
Everybody love everybody. And I'm assuming the chat with our brand new YouTube video access has really been civil.
Yeah, no, it has. I mean, outside of a couple days ago, Q was in there. He got a couple people riled up, but, you know, it's what he does. He does that well.
He does it well. He calls a city, and he's spent time in Baltimore. I guess I don't know where Q's living. I haven't seen him in a while. I think he owes me a 30-pack of beer, by the way. But, yeah, I owe Ray a gallon of Jack. But it would be like me calling the Dodgers radio station. I mean, you guys got no chance against Toronto. Where are you from, caller? From Baltimore. When's the last time you've been to a World Series? It'd be like, click, end of conversation. He's a Jets fan, one of the worst organizations in football, of the major sports, the longest playoff drought. I've been to a Super Bowl, and I'll stress this for the 5 bazillionth time, since the Beatles were together. That's 1969, by the way. And the Ravens are one of the most successful franchises in the NFL, if not all of sports, certainly since the turn of the century here. So you're talking trash and you really got nothing. Like, dude, Yankee fan, got it. Orioles, again, haven't been to World Series in forever. But come on, dude. Trashing on the Ravens and all the years crapping on Lamar Jackson when they haven't had a quarterback ever sniff Lamar Jackson status.
Well, you heard him.
Let's pump the brakes.
They got a top 5 O-line. Come on, man.
Yeah.
Brandon Stevens paying big dividends over there.
Yeah, I saw Jerry Judy take him to the house last Sunday.
Meanwhile, Ray in Baltimore is still trying to decide what meat he wants.
Quick Draw's Funhouse. Sponsored by the Smile Design Center. Yeah. Changing the way you feel about dentistry one smile at a time. For information or to schedule an appointment for care, visit them today at smiledesigndoctor.com.
105.7 The Fan.
I like ham, by the way. I'm all about meat.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Me too. Right.
As Ray would say, pause. Yeah, but anyway, this one here says, the Ravens have only swept the Browns once in the last 7 years. Consider me worried about this game on Sunday and what Jim Schwartz could be cooking up for that defense.
I totally agree. That's why I think it's going to be a tough fight first half. You know, the defense and special teams have got to get it done early on, I think. And the defense can't give up an easy touchdown and let them get behind because then, you know, it's crazy. But if I said this earlier, if the Ravens move the ball and score early, then it could be puffy pants.
Spread has dropped to 7.5, by the way, since Lamar didn't practice today.
Uh-oh. Panic?
No. Tyler Huntley's beating Cleveland.
That's true. But, I mean, depending on what it is for Lamar, we don't want to. All right. Yeah, I'm not entertaining it. Putting good vibes out there. From the Cleveland defense to the Ravens defense, some skepticism. Are they truly back or not? Some people, naysayers, would point to the level of competition. The texter here pointing out, got to be fair, Rams offense, pretty capable, held them down. Bears offense, not too shabby, a lot of weapons there. They managed to do well against them. So last four games, it is split. You played two bad teams, you played two good teams. I think texter here pointing out, not as weak of a schedule as it looks on paper.
Well, they're getting ready to play two of the worst quarterbacks in the league over the next 2 weeks.
We'll take it.
Yep.
No room for complaints.
No.
One last one here on Maryland. Texter says, I'm stunned that Maryland boosters have remained as loyal as they have over the years. More money spent on coaches' buyouts than facilities or NIL to get talented players to come to College Park. Paying multiple football coaches and multiple basketball coaches at the same time. It crushed them. It's going to be a slow climb out of this.
Yeah. Where's all that Big Ten money?
Yeah.
And that the reason they moved to the Big Ten in the first place. And we'll have Jim Smith on tomorrow. I don't know. And Klein, he's going to be to talk about the job status of Mike Loxley with three games left in the season. But Terps got to get back in the win column some way, somehow. Illinois is going to be it's a big ask to go out there as 14.5, 15.5.
No doubt. And especially when you just gave up 350 yards to Rutgers, and that's what Illinois is going to want to do, is run, jam it down your throat, play physical.
Yeah, let's pay a coach that actually sticks around for the duration of his contract. How's that sound?
Yeah.
All right, we'll come back tomorrow. More stuff coming your way. Got Vinny's film breakdown of the Browns. As we said, Jim Smith, Mike Harmon, Real and Fantasy Football, John Harbaugh, whatever he says, we'll relay it to you as well. For Nolan McGraw, Vinny Serrato, I'm Bob Haney. Stay safe, stay healthy. We'll talk to you in the morning. For now, class dismissed.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.